When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Wyndham Hotels and Resorts makes travel possible for all. Whether it's the long haulers looking for a great cup of coffee, a roomier rest for the on a whim road trippers, or a place to make summer memories with the whole family. No matter who you are, where you're going, or why, with 24 trusted brands to choose from like La Quinta, Days Inn, and Super 8, your Wyndham is waiting. Get the lowest price at WyndhamHotels.com. Restrictions apply. Visit website for more details.
Julia Show, a mole-free zone on My Talk 107.1, Everything Entertainment.
Well, Lori just reminded me, she's looking at the picture.
Oh, has a big, huge mole right in between both of his eyebrows.
Oh, so yeah, there is one there.
So
yeah.
It's not hard for him to play him.
Yeah. No.
He was casted, the casting call was big men with moles.
Yeah.
Who like to throw telephones.
That's right. Wow.
Remember when he wasn't, we didn't even know.
I've forgotten Emma Watts is going to be Gretchen Carlson.
Oh, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Uh-huh.
But yeah, he, I don't know. I can't tell if he has a fat suit on, but they showed this at the Television Critics Association.
Oh, they did. That's we'll have to ask Neil.
Yeah.
Okay.
I'm pretty sure he's got a fat suit on.
Yeah, it does look like it. It does look like it. And it looks like a lot of prosthetic makeup around his skin.
Yes, yes.
Okay, so we just have to play this. The other night, giving us great couch, Viola Davis, stopped by Jimmy Kimmel on, I guess it was Tuesday night. And I watched all the late night stuff this morning. There wasn't anybody who had as good of a story as Viola. She could come on that show once a week.
She's,
and I mean, she really
are you
is
watching
good.
How to Get Away with Murder this year? I'm not.
I
dapped out.
Okay. I am. Yeah, I am watching it. But I'm behind. I'm like, I still haven't watched the season finale of the, you know, November.
Before the holiday break.
Yeah. So okay. I have like, I think six.
Okay. Well,
kind of a lot.
All right.
Anyway, but doesn't stop me from enjoying Viola giving good couch on Jimmy Kimmel. And she did tell a very funny story because she comes out with a really, just I would say, just like a really nice, medium size afro, but it's just like really, ugh, she just looks great in it, right?
She's so gorgeous.
Yeah, she is so gorgeous. So anyway, so that leads to a wig story, which leads to an MRI story.
I went to get an MRI and I put a wig on my head.
Okay.
You don't know that in order to keep a wig on your head, you got to put pins in it.
Oh.
And then you know when you go to get the MRI, it's magnetic.
Yeah. The pins went where?
No, let me tell you something, Jimmy. The fact that I'm sitting here, my dignity is still intact. As soon as I walked in that room, that wig started floating off my head.
Oh, no.
And those pins came out like bullets. They were like... And the tech woman started ducking.
Wow!
She started ducking. She was like, oh, my God! Oh, my God! And then she was like, your name is Viola Davis, right? And so half of the pins were on the floor, half of them were stuck on the MRI machine, and half of my wig was off my head. And she finally said, you know, you could take your wig off. I said, I cannot take this wig off.
Wow. Mm-hmm. I hope everything is okay. The MRI, it sounds like the MRI was more dangerous than whatever you went in for.
That's amazing that they would let her keep it on.
Well, they probably didn't know.
Yeah.
You know, because she told Jimmy, he said, I really like your hair. And she said, well, an afro is way more work than anyone thinks, which is why I've worn wigs for years.
Okay.
Because it takes a lot, you know, it takes a lot of work to maintain and, you know, have your afro. And
right.
She said, so I've just loved wigs and they've been like second nature to me. And
right.
So she didn't even think about it, and they didn't even think of asking her because the hair, you know,
right,
a really good wig looks great.
Wow.
Wendy Williams already knows this because she's probably had an MRI for her Graves' disease, and she's so out loud about her wigs.
And so is NeNe Lakes. NeNe brought in a little wig for Andy Cohen's
baby shower
boy, a little pink one that looked like a little like mullet wig.
Yeah.
Oh, it was really kind of cute.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay.
Wig.
Okay. Well, here's Viola. Because then
that's amazing to me. I would have freaked out, and the attendant probably did, thinking,
absolutely.
Oh my gosh, what's going on in there?
So then Viola explained, you know, just something that she needed. Because and then she that led her into the menopause story and how men can't even handle hearing the word. And here we go.
Okay.
I know this is going to sound like a very stupid question, and it is a very stupid question, mm-hmm. especially for a man my age.
No, go ahead. Hit me with it.
What is menopause?
You know what? Menopause is hell.
It is. Is it really?
Menopause
can be.
Is a dark hole. Okay, that's what menopause is, and that's where I'm at right now.
Oh.
So I either will love my husband today or kill him today.
Oh, no. How long does it last?
You know what? Somebody needs to tell me because it's lasted now for about 6 or 7 years. But the other day, my husband said, V, can you take this bowl and put this in the sink? I said, oh, sweetheart, yeah, let me see the bowl. Let me put it in the sink. And then 5 minutes later, he looked at me. He said, V, are you okay? I said, yeah, I'm fine. Are you sure you're okay? Because I found that bowl in the refrigerator.
Oh. Okay, that's funny.
Please tell me you're not going crazy.
That's funny.
But you might be going crazy.
No, I'm not going crazy. I'm not going to go down like that.
Oh, wow. Something else.
But everything, the weight gain, you know, it's like
that
cartoon where the little girl gets on the scale and a little friend runs up behind her and says, get off that thing. Everybody who gets on that cries.
That's hysterical. What a great analogy.
I know it. So, I mean, it is true. If you mention anything like that around guys, they're like,
I don't want to know. It's like, period.
Yeah. Anyway, she was just everything.
She's so gorgeous.
And she loves doing that role, Annalise.
Yeah. Remember how lovely she was? Because she just won a couple SAGs.
Yeah, well, this is the first year we haven't seen her at the Screen Actor Guild Awards in several years.
Like, and she always wins.
Yeah, she does.
She's just so great.
All right, so we posted this trailer today. Someone snuck up behind me and filmed it. Donnie posted it. It apparently was the scary movie of Sundance this year that freaked out people. We know someone who went to it, they heard about it. It's called Hole in the Ground. So you can take a look at this.
And
trailer.
I totally thought you guys were talking about what they found in Florida,
the sinkhole someone was digging to go to the bank.
It's a British film.
Okay, because I'm like, what are you talking about?
Because 2 years ago, Get Out premiered at Sundance.
Oh, right.
And that was the buzz.
Okay.
This is a scary movie. So the buzz this year is all about the Hole in the Ground, which is an Irish horror film about a mother and son who moved to a small wooded town.
Why?
And when her son disappears into the forest in the middle of the night, she's not so sure it's her child who comes back.
Oh.
I watched it and screamed out loud at least twice.
And I'm just like,
it's really good. It looks really good. I totally have to see this. It's going to be barreling into theaters March 1st. You won't need to mark your calendar.
Too scary.
All right. By the way, Gremlins fans, Terminator.
Yes, love Gremlins.
Dick Miller, we learned, passed away at the age of 90, so he had a good long life. But he was an actor for 60 years. He literally made hundreds of movie and TV appearances. He did a lot with Roger Corman.
Yeah.
In the 50s.
Yes.
And he starred in the cult classic, if you know this one, A Bucket of Blood.
I'm not familiar.
Yeah. And he worked with a lot of, directors, Scorsese, John Sayles, Roger Corman, James Cameron. In one of this dude named Joe Dante, who used Dick Miller in almost every movie he directed.
I love it.
One of his earliest films, Piranha, and I'm pretty sure I've seen that.
I feel like I've seen that.
He plays Buck Gardner, a small-time real estate agent opening up a new resort on Lost River Lake. They only catch a large school of genetically altered piranha have been released into the resort's nearby rivers. This was the precursor to Sharknado. Because it's good and cheesy.
Uh-huh.
Anyway, he was the police chief in a movie called Rock and Roll High School.
How old was he?
He was 90. Yeah.
Well, he lived a good life.
He was in the cult favorite, Night of the Creeps. He was in James Cameron's 1984 hit, The Terminator. And that was the same year he played in one of Joe Dante's films. Gremlin.
Big hit.
Big hit.
Hoyt Axton was the dad.
Yes. Holly, what do you know about Dick Miller?
Oh my gosh, well, he's one of those
character actors.
You know, you might not know his name, but if you saw his face, you'd be like,
that guy. He played the occult bookshop owner in Joe Dante's horror movie, The Howling.
Again,
if anyone remembers
this is a blank
that.
Stare.
Yeah, I know. All right, fine.
Stop. Lori keeps trying to get me to recognize who it is.
Okay, do you recognize this person, Kathy Bates?
I almost never saw this. So Kathy,
Donnie's posted this for you.
She lost.
Kathy Bates has lost over the past few years 60 pounds, and she had lymphedema after...
her breast cancer?
Yeah, and ovarian cancer she's beat. And lymphedema is when your arms or your legs swell.
Yep.
And it's if cancer affects a lymph node.
Well, it's just even having lymph nodes taken out.
Okay.
You don't, that your lymph nodes are, think of them as sort of like the drainage, you know, they help you,
the flow
in your
body.
Everything. And if you're missing lymph nodes, then you get swelling because your lymph nodes aren't there to do their cleaning, if you
will. Yes. And she did it. She had bad symptoms, and she still wears compression sleeves.
She looks amazing. I love her pixie. She's colored her hair. She's got cool glasses.
I was shocked.
She looks really great.
She looks great, and I'm happy for her.
Yeah, me too, Julia.
Mazel, woman.
Okay, listen, we come back. It's time for the Dirt Alert.
Yes. This is a My Talk Dirt Alert.
All right, Holly, let's get to it, shall we?
Yes, let's start with a dirty lawsuit that's happening in Hollywood. The Fiji Water Girl is suing Fiji Water.
Why?
Yes.
Did
so,
they fire her?
No. Well, Kellith Cuthbert, that is her name, otherwise known as the Fiji Water Girl. She was the woman who went viral as a Fiji Water promotional model on the carpet of the Golden Globes
she
earlier
did get
this
some
month.
Amazing photo bombs.
Yes,
she got amazing photo bombs. Allegedly, she got cast in a soap opera as a result of going viral.
The Bold and the Beautiful.
The Bold and the Beautiful. Well, now she's going after Fiji Water Brands for using her newfound fame as a marketing tool without her permission.
What are they doing?
Well, she's claiming that they intentionally created cardboard cutouts of her likeness for use in a marketing campaign without her permission.
Well, they can't do that.
No, they can't. Mm-hmm.
Yes, and the lawsuit also argues that Fiji Water attempted to offer gifts to entice Cuthbert to sign her rights away and even pressured her into video recording a fake signing of a fake document to simulate her signing on as a Fiji Water ambassador. Now, her legal team claims that the papers she signed were not in agreement and were later destroyed by Cuthbert. So,
I guess I'm on Fuji Water Girl side on this one. It sounds like big company trying to take advantage.
Yes.
And then they'll just replace her with an ever-evolving face of whoever.
Oh, of course. I totally understand why she would be suing Fiji Water for this.
I do too.
She also claims that they are aware that they never reached a deal before using her image for profit, wants the company to discontinue its use of the cardboard cutouts and cough up cash for monetary damages. I think that's within her right. By the way, her real name is Kelly Steinbach.
Okay.
It's not Kellith Cuthbert. That's so hard to say.
That really is funny. Kelly Steinbach is easy and memorable.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, you totally.
Totally, that's a great name.
Yeah, that is a great name, Kellith. Oh, right.
Yeah. That's funny.
Moving on.
Kellith Cutthroat.
Oh my gosh, say that five times twice. I can't, whatever. Chanel Iman is saying that she was completely in the dark about what was going on when she was filming that promotional video for the Fyre Festival in 2017. She said that she was there doing a job and she was not aware of all the shenanigans going on behind the scene. Now, she says this as a result of news leaking earlier this week that some of the models involved in the promotional video for the Fyre Festival may have to testify in court. This is all in an ongoing lawsuit against the Fyre Festival. They're being sued, I think, for at least $100 million in damages.
Some of those people spent like $100,000 for the VIP package.
Can you even imagine?
that wow. was the private plane, right, right, and right, they were right. going to have the villas.
So scammed. And, yeah. Wow.
Mm-hmm. Exactly. So not surprising that some of the models are starting to make statements about this. I wouldn't be surprised if you guys have this on the Lori and Julia show page, mytalk1071.com. Meghan Markle has officially completed her tour of all four of her new causes. She stopped by the Association of Commonwealth Universities on Thursday wearing custom Givenchy.
Well, she did do all of those this week. That's why she's been making the appearance.
Look, Bumble knows you're exhausted by dating. All the must not take yourself too seriously, and 6-1 since that matters, and what do I even say other than, hey? Well, that's why they're introducing an all-new Bumble, with exciting features to make compatibility easier, starting the chat better, and dating safer. They've changed, so you don't have to. Download the new Bumble now.
Hi, everybody. This is Adriana Trigiani. I'm the host of You Are What You Read. I have the privilege of interviewing luminaries of our times about the books that shaped them from childhood until now. We get everybody from Sarah Jessica Parker to Kristen Hanna, Mitch Albom, Susie Essman, Craig Ferguson, Rainn Wilson, Amor Towles, you name it, they come, they share. New episodes of You Are What You Read drop every Tuesday on Apple, Spotify, or any major streaming platform wherever you listen to your podcasts.
Yes.
And they said she's 6 months pregnant. I think not.
I think she's 7.
I thought that she's due in April. That then the math would mean that she's like 6, 7. This 7.
Yeah,
seven.
They're cutting off a they're month. Cutting she's going to have that baby in March.
Yep, do you think so?
Oh, yeah. Absolutely.
Yeah, now she was wearing a top knot, which was headline worthy. So she looked beautiful and fabulous as always.
The top knot that you're wearing today.
I love that they're discussing her air stockings because she doesn't like wearing nylons.
Right.
So, and they put that, you know, like shiny moisturizer on her, and they're calling it air stockings because it gives it a sheen.
Or footless pantyhose.
Oh my gosh. Well, you know, I don't blame her.
Well, especially when you're pregnant like
who
that.
Who wants to wear nylons? How do you even get them on?
Or something.
Oh my gosh. How do you bend over to get them on? She's just wearing her shoes like a size too big.
I saw that.
Mm-hmm. Well, you would have to. Oh, my God. Well, she's wearing those delightful pumps. And how else are you going to be able to walk around in those? Doing the royal duty, wearing nylons.
Hair stockings. Okay, that's
hair stockings. That's what somebody called them across the
line. Oh, my gosh. Well, this might be good news. I don't know whether or not you guys watched Netflix's You, originally on Lifetime.
We watched it on Lifetime.
Oh, my gosh. Well, it's getting renewed for a second season. So what do you think about that? Does the show lend itself to a second season?
Well, the book ends, you know, with, I mean, there isn't, he doesn't move to L.A., but the Carolyn Kepnes, the author, is involved with the project since season one. And she's the one, just like with Big Little Lies author, Leanne Moriarty. She said, oh, yeah, I can envision another storyline for Joe.
And so I think it'll be good. Cast the new Beth.
Yeah.
Yes. So they've cast actress Victoria Pedretti from The Haunting of Hill House, and she's going to be cast as a character called Love Quinn.
What a great name.
Love Quinn. Mm-hmm. So no word on when that's going to debut. Probably sometime next year. Mm-hmm. Miss Diana Ross set to perform at the 2019 Grammys. It was announced today that she's going to have a very special performance.
She is living her best life.
She sure is. Yeah. Now, Ross has already received a Lifetime Achievement Award from the Academy. That happened back in 2012. So I think that they want older eyeballs to be on this show, or people who are like, okay, I don't know who Post Malone is, and I don't really care who that is.
Right. I'd like him to do a duet.
This will make my mom happy.
Yes. Well, this makes
you
me
gotta
happy,
have a,
too.
You have a good mix
of people.
You do
have to have a mix.
Yes, absolutely. And the Grammys going to be happening 1 week from Sunday, because as we know, it is Super Bowl Sunday. Now, let me take the temperature in the room, because I was talking to some of the guys over at Score North. Is the hype around the Super Bowl a little more subdued this year than in years
100%,
past?
100%. Yeah, because, first of all, because it's not here.
No.
Well, that's true.
That's but true. Don't you think it's somewhat subdued because, A, it's a lackluster a halftime show, so there's nothing there. But also the fact that the LA, no one really, I mean, yes, maybe 10% of the population wants New England to win.
No one wants them to win.
No one wants them to win.
And we're sick of him. It's nothing new.
Yeah, but the LA Rams got in there by a bad call, and a lot of people are like, oh, gee. I mean, I don't know.
The bad call, you know, they still had chances, the Saints did, after the bad call, but the bad call, they think, was...
Well, that does change momentum. You it know does. That.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And just like with the ads, even are you guys excited in, about any of the ads?
Even in L.A., they were ho-hum.
Yeah. Oh, really?
Okay. Yes. They're more Raiders fans.
Yes.
Yeah, that's true. Mm-hmm. Up
and
in
it's
Oakland.
Going, I mean, they're like, people are not bonded to the L.A. Rams. If someone was excited about the L.A. Rams that we met, we felt they worked for the team. Or okay, we're affiliated.
So
that's
funny.
How few people.
Well, they were kind of excited.
No,
Lori.
Julia, they weren't. Be fine. Honest.
Mm. Okay, well, good. I wanted to take the temperature of the room because it definitely feels like the buzz for the Super Bowl. Yeah, notwithstanding because it was here last year. So, of course, we were all very excited about it.
I'm not that excited, though. The two teams I don't care about.
Yeah, the media buzz, the commercial buzz. There's no commercials that we're excited about. Now, earlier this week, we got a tease for SJP being Carrie Bradshaw and Stella Artois.
I guess I'm looking forward to Gladys Knight singing the national anthem.
Great. And that's really about
that's
it.
About
and
it.
Serena has done an ad for Bumble.
Oh, yes.
Yeah, that's real exciting. Because she's not even single. That makes so much sense.
Just ask. Women ask first.
Yes, exactly. So, and well, then, of course, Donnie pointed out the fact that SpongeBob SquarePants is going to make an appearance during Super Bowl Sunday with the song Sweet Victory. He wanted to let us know that they actually have teased footage, but the look on Lori's face right now, which just says everything.
Is that Maroon 5? That show is going to be so terrible and boring.
But it's going to be a lot of fun to pick apart.
To pick apart, you're right. Twitter will be on fire.
It's a good football game, though. It'll be fun. Because if it's good football, we're all in it till the end.
Totally.
I hope the LA Rams kick their
butt. It's too boring when it's a blowout.
Okay, fine. I just want them to win. Nail biter at the end.
Yes, all right. Well, fingers crossed.
Pass. All right, what's happening? We've got theories when we come back.
Okay, fantastic. No nail biting traffic out there this afternoon. A couple of things to look out for.
She has a theory.
Okay. This is a theory that needs to be discussed with you today based on the headlines about Jeff Bezos. Okay? We do have to discuss the four possible theories.
Okay. Because yesterday we...
I know. Our vintage scandal was weak. I admit it.
Yeah, it was a little off.
But you know what? I just wasn't in the mood. My mind was frozen.
My mind was frozen. That's so fun that you finally say that once.
Okay, so Jeff Bezos, let's set the table. Yeah. He only announced his split. He's the guy who owns Amazon, richest man in the world. Mm-hmm. He announced his split from his wife of 25 years, Mackenzie, because the National Enquirer was going to publish this extensive report on his affair with the married Lauren Sanchez, who's married to some big deal agent in Hollywood.
Yes.
The Enquirer had put in the legwork, too. They had assigned four people to the affair story. They had photos. They had copies of text messages. They had dates. They had locations all nailed down. The thing about the text messages was the thing that was interesting, and we kind of had a theory about that at first because no one is 100% sure how the Enquirer got their hands on the sex between Sanchez and Bezos.
The sexting.
Initially, Page Six got a tip that Lauren Sanchez
sent the photo to her friend.
Sent the sex to a friend to show off. Oh, look, I'm having an affair with the world's richest man. And then the pal slipped the text or sold the text to the Enquirer. Right.
That was the first one. Why would she ever do that?
Then my initial thought really was
the Russians.
The political. Yeah, the Russians. The Russians are coming.
That's Lori's thoughts.
WikiLeaks. Well, only because Jeff Bezos, Trump regularly insults him and has for a couple years.
Mm-hmm. He owns the Washington Post.
And he owns Amazon. Yeah. And, you know, and he also, Trump has made on-camera references to then Jeff Bezos' marriage problems even before this happened.
Oh, he did?
Yeah. Okay. And so... But there's so much, you know, that's going on. And so the story is, so I kind of, you know, I really did think right away it was a politically motivated thing because David Pecker, who owns AMI, American Media Company.
Isn't it Michael Pecker?
David Pecker.
No, it's David.
Mm-hmm. He is good friends with Trump and he got immunity in the Mueller investigation because he's got knowledge about how these two women, Stormy Daniels and Karen McDougal, got paid off what they call catch and release.
Mm-hmm. So catch and kill.
Catch and kill. Thank you. Catch and kill. So I thought, well, you know, would he do that for Trump? And he's got the Mueller thing. So then I kind of backed off. And then I thought, well, maybe Julian Assange or WikiLeaks. I got all
How
these
theories.
How does
someone get their text messages?
Well, okay. Now Jeff Bezos has hired a private investigator team into how did the National Enquirer get the these texts.
Right.
Okay. His personal security team.
Which he must have a big one.
Probably. Insiders familiar with the inquiry, and this from Page Six, said investigators at first thought it was for sure someone with ties to Donald Trump.
Mm-hmm.
Whereas our first thing, it was the girlfriend.
Oh, 100%.
It was the girlfriend right. trying to get him to break up. To
no,
move.
Okay. I, even no, mine she wasn't married. Even trying to get him to break up. Mine was she was just dumb and told a friend. Her friend wanted to make money.
Okay.
That's what I thought.
So the friend did it.
Yeah.
That was your theory.
That
yeah.
was my thing.
Yeah. And so anyway, so now they are now questioning, well, really the biggest theory of all I have is what if Alexa did it? What if Jeff Bezos did all of his texts out loud to his phone? Because he strikes me as the type of guy who does 10
How
things at once.
How does Alexa take pictures? Does she take pictures?
I'm just saying. I'm not saying, but the text that someone hacks to Alexa, and Alexa has spilled the beans on Jeff Bezos, which would kind of be Freudian justice.
Yes. Well, that would be irony. Also.
Yes,
wouldn't
it? Would.
Yes.
Or Freudian justice, my new word I'd like to get trending as soon as possible.
It's right there with the oven flag.
Yeah. Okay. So, but now Jeff Bezos' private investigators are questioning Lauren Sanchez's brother, who is a big out loud Trump supporter. And they're wondering if somehow knew details of the affair.
And got a hold of his sister's phone?
Somehow. He's a talent agent brother.
They must not be good friends then, because why would he do this to his sister?
Well, maybe she told him, hey, bro, you know, Patrick and I are breaking up and...
Just dating that guy that owned Amazon.
And I don't know if her brother is a Hollywood agent like her high-powered husband is or mm-hmm. a strange husband, but they both live in L.A. And now
wouldn't that be interesting if it was the brother?
Oh, I guess he's very close with his sister. They both live in L.A.
Well, then he wouldn't do it.
And Bezos has yet to comment on any of this publicly. He's hell-bent on discovering who got it because remember
his wife.
Huh?
We have not heard boo since day one.
From Mackenzie?
No.
And maybe Mackenzie sold it to the National Enquirer. There's another theory. What about that, too? Because let me give you some of these texts.
Woman spurned, you know?
Yeah. Listen, there's one photo of an unfiltered, up-close twig and berry of Jeff Bezos. There's a lot of him posing like Mr. Universe without a shirt on. The one guy in the world.
The Mr. Universe pose. Reference.
Lots of those. Uh-huh. He's humiliated.
Yes.
Lauren Sanchez's brother has denied.
Well, of course. Well, yeah. Of course.
This just came out, though.
Until they're sifting.
45 minutes ago.
Lauren is very nervous if she's behind this. Wow. I want to smell you. I want to breathe you. And I want to hold you tight. I want to kiss your lips. I love you. I'm in love with you.
Yeah.
I am so full of love for you. My heart is growing and so is something else. It's bigger than ever and it's still swelling. I mean, this is beyond...
That sounds like something, what's her name from 50 Shades would write.
Yes.
Got her name.
Bezos.
E.L. James.
His strength isn't his sexy text because none of these are racing. You know what I want? I want to get a little drunk with you tonight. No, that's kind of good. Not falling down, just a little. I want to talk to you and plan with you. I mean, right there. I want to talk with you and plan with you. Listen and laugh. Basically, I want to be with you, all in caps. Mm-hmm. This is, then I want to fall asleep with you and wake up tomorrow and read the paper with you and have coffee with you. Well, he forgot out a very important thing.
What's that?
Then I want to bleep you so hard and then I want to fall asleep mm-hmm. with you and wake up tomorrow and read the paper and have coffee.
Okay.
See, that's a lame sexter, Donnie. He's leaving out some key things.
Oh, he is. He's awful.
Mm-hmm. Anyway, and of course they both.
Well, this is something about her brother. Okay, her brother Michael. He's denied it.
They both have kids though that are of the age that would know all this. He's furious that his kids have to avoid his roses or red, violets or blue sex that he sent to this lady. I mean, no, they're real. I want to tuck you in slowly and gently, and maybe in the morning wake you up and not be quite so gentle. Alexis, I just know he said it out loud. He's shaving in his bath. You know he's surrounded
Alexis,
by Alexa.
Alexis, take this down.
No, he's talking to his phone.
No, I know.
Yeah, he's...
But I can voice text.
Yeah, sure.
I'm just saying, yeah. Alexa has spilled the dirty deeds, maybe. Anyway.
Oh, my word.
Anyway, and of course, remember in his breakup notice that he put out on January 9th, the day before the story, remember that he said they'd been under a trial separation and a loving exploration for some time. We didn't pick up on that. The loving exploration.
Exploration of what?
Of breaking up.
Breaking up.
Yeah, which is not like consciously uncoupling. No. I'd say loving exploration is a code for explosions and leaks to the National Enquirer.
Wow.
What if it was the wife?
Mackenzie?
Yeah.
It's possible.
Serve him right.
Actually, I like that theory.
That's the best theory. Yeah,
I'll
show you. You make me better. You're meant for me.
And the wife, to get him.
Got his phone or something. I don't know.
Do you know how easy it would be to do that?
Maybe she knows his password.
Like, do you know Chrissy's password?
Yes.
Oh. Well, there you go.
But anyway, and they've been married for 25 years. Well, they have kids.
Right.
She started the business with him. She was probably so shocked because there's 25% of me that thinks it came from Lauren, that the girlfriend was.
Well, here's what it says. Always has his security with him when he's with his wife and kids, but that wasn't the case when he was with Lauren.
See?
Many times they were followed with no security.
Because?
That was their choice because they didn't want people to know they were having an affair.
They didn't want people to know.
Wow, this is juicy. Mm. All right, TBD, Lori.
I mean, there's a lot of theories that you could go, but now I feel like the Russians and WikiLeaks and
Mackenzie, his ex-wife, or his wife, ex-wife.
And Trump, that's further in the distance.
Yeah.
That it's more likely.
Hell hath no fury like a woman scorned.
I don't know. Well, that's one You'd way be to, pretty tempted
listen,
to do
be
that.
One way to show him.
Because she would know.
She had her heart broken.
She had no idea. And then for him to be.
I'm Bradley Traynor.
And I'm Don McClain. We have a podcast called Blinded by the Item.
A blind item is gossip about a celebrity with their name left out. It's a guessing game. And you can play along. The item might be like, this A-list star carries a Birkin bag worth more than the average person's house to the gym to work out.
Pretty sure that's J-Lo.
And P.S. the person behind all of this is Kris Jenner,
LLC. We drop a new episode every weekday so the fun never ends.
Blinded by the Item. Listen wherever you get podcasts and watch us on the Blinded by the Item YouTube channel.
Having loose lips and she just might have thought, that's it, buddy. We can't come back from this.
But she would give him a tip and then the National Enquirer followed him for 4 months. She could have just sent him the stuff and told him. Yeah.
Well, the National Enquirer could be making up all that as a cover story.
You are so scandalous.
You know?
You are such a scandalous. The way you're
I've got
mind
a scandalous
works,
mind.
You do. Yes, you do.
I know how to take shortcuts.
You do.
She could have just said and spin the story out and she might be
have
just
fun.
Trying. Yeah, squeeze in.
She would do that to her kids.
Now, I know.
That's what I was thinking.
Well, you would never do this
but
to your
maybe
kids.
In the heat of the moment where she couldn't
take them back.
And she couldn't take one back.
She was drexting. Drunk and texting.
Yep. And
look
then,
at how we're
then they hacked the rest.
I don't really know.
I know. This is an epic theory.
That's right.
Yeah. All right.
Okay. Epic.
That was super fun.
Super fun, wasn't it? All right. Listen, we come back.
Yeah. Email Lori with other theories.
Anything else you want me to explore. Yeah, for the JFK thing. I'm not going down any of those wackadoo things.
Thank goodness. Yeah.
All right. Listen, when we come back, we got our favorite headlines of the day.
Loving you was cool. Awkward conversation, running on low expectation. Every siren that I was.
Oh, Camila Cabello, I love how you sing. Is she going to perform at the Grammys?
I think she is.
Loving
wouldn't
you.
Be surprised.
Yeah, I would
has
not
consequences.
Be surprised.
Well, Lori just told me her theory on
what?
Why the sun stays in the sky.
What was the theory I just told you?
You told me about Jeff Bezos.
But she never
wants to be bothered with the JFK one.
No, I don't. I don't. That one's been done to death. No pun intended.
It's been done backwards, forwards, yeah. And sideways.
But I am intrigued to find out.
She wants
like,
to know how long our
on.
Cars, when we start our cars, how long do they stay started, do you think, Donnie?
Say that again.
We both start our cars from an app.
Yes, so
which,
I can do the same.
By the way, those cost money versus
how
just buying a starter.
How long does your car stay on? Is it just like 5 minutes?
Maximum, I think it's 12 minutes.
Maximum is 10 on mine.
Okay.
Can't go above that.
That's good.
Okay, well, we just wanted to start it for the first run.
Yeah.
Okay. I mean, we started ours starting it at 3.
No, we did not. Jeez.
I remember with my Prius, I'd get out of it and I'd never know if it was on.
I did that the first time I had one of the push button cars. I left it. Yeah. It ran and ran and ran for like 2 hours.
RAV4, and you made one of the policemen go out and deal with it?
Yes. It was
the
middle of
our
show. It just ran and ran and ran. It was so quiet.
It really?
And nothing beeped at me or anything.
I mean, and it's, yeah, I like keys.
I know.
But I don't like them when my arms are full.
Yeah. All right. Can I give our favorite headline today? I showed you this photo.
Yes.
Iris Apfel. And you're like going, I don't know who that is.
I never would say that because I know who it is, but other people.
But she's 97 and she's done like Gap commercials and MAC Cosmetics. She did Kate Spade. She just signed with IMG Models at the age of 97.
There's a chance.
Her other agency was not getting.
She didn't have one, Lori.
Didn't take advantage.
She didn't have
she's
one.
She's never had a proper
agent.
And
she said people would just find me.
Yes, and she's a do-it-yourselfer.
I am.
Like you and I have been do-it-yourselfer.
I absolutely love it.
I know
it.
But we've been do-it-yourselfers.
We don't get calls from Tommy Hilfiger and Calvin Klein.
I know.
And a TV network.
Listen, we haven't reached the tender age of 70. 70. We don't know what's going to happen.
This is true. What about if we become huge stars, movie stars at age 75?
Yeah, it never occurred to her that she might need help booking her schedule until a famous friend said you need
an assistant.
An agent.
Yeah, why should you be trekking around?
And she thought, at my tender age, 97, I'm not going to set up offices and get all kinds of things. I thought I was just a flash in the pan because she was discovered at like 92 or 90
it's been
or whatever.
Than that.
Okay, whatever.
She's been 15 years.
She wears the big goggle
big black glasses.
Yeah. That is, I absolutely, and anything is possible, people.
You know, when she had a documentary that was out and her late husband, Carl, was still alive and in it, that was supposed to be so cute. And last year she released a book, Iris Apfel, Accidental Icon. But she and her husband really, she's always dressed like this.
Yep,
she's just being herself. Yep. They've been real true bohemians. I don't think they ever had children. And you could be a true bohemian if you never had children.
Lori, you can be a bohemian if carried him around in cloths.
No, but I'm just saying like a true bohemian without a care in the world.
Right. Okay.
And I think, I don't know, that's another theory. I think you can't be, you know, carefree without a care in the world, you know, and like,
if you're a parent, I would agree.
Yeah.
It's hard.
I mean, I know people have done it.
I can't not think about you don't think about your kids all the time, but you always think about your kids. If that makes any sense.
This has been the hallmark of everyone that I've ever known to be a wonderful parent. It has that attitude. Yeah, the people that are able to do that and have children are, you know, then it's like, oh boy. You know,
I just looked up Iris Apfel or whatever her name is.
What?
Iris Apfel.
I'm really fading fast. I'm fading fast. I have not.
Are you on West Coast time? Because it's 4 o'clock.
No, I am.
We were
fading.
At the Polo Lounge drinking our violet eyes. And I was trying to get something going with Donna Millsgate. And the only person that remotely looked like anybody was flipping Wilford Brimley. But I'm a trooper. I'm a trooper. And I thought, give this 80-year-old.
He was coming over to pet me, and I just wanted to move away.
My Aunt Claudia said he wanted to pat your butt. And I'm like, well, but I mean.
He wanted to pet me, too, and I'm just like, I'm not in the mood.
Yeah.
I mean, I was stressed out over another thing.
Yeah. Oh, my God. Julia was involved in a scandal.
We can't talk about it yet.
Okay, maybe.
Couple of months.
Okay, no, couple of months. Months. Yeah.
Okay.
Too new, too fresh, but it ruined
I love it when you got in the doghouse so bad.
So bad in the doghouse. Oh, no. I can't talk about it yet.
All right. Okay. okay.
It's too fresh.
Yeah, maybe
but
I'll talk
me.
About it.
No, you want it's too fresh. You have to wait till I'm here.
Okay, fine.
Okay.
No, it's too fresh, but I was...
But it happened during our show while we were talking to somebody.
Mm-hmm. Oh.
Oh, I think I know what you're
talking about. Yeah, you do. Yeah, but we are not talking about it yet. It's not for public consumption.
But I know what you're
But when I looked up Idris Effel or whatever name it is.
It's not Idris. It's Iris.
Iris Effel. I got Erie Life, which is, it's on a lake.
Yeah.
It's a website, too, if anyone wants to look at a new website.
Yeah.
It's a foreign language website.
Mm-hmm.
No, really. Okay. Honest to be.
Why did Idris Elba get a modeling contract?
Right.
Is he 97 years old?
Honestly. Looks so good for 97.
He really is something. It's something. Lori?
By the way, Justin Timberlake had to post a video of him. You know, his birthday, sleeping in the car. And I just thought, well, if that doesn't just say it all.
Well,
he inadvertently summed up what we all feel
he
goes
was
on.
He was sleeping in the car?
She was.
Bad.
I know. I'm just like, that is a perfect metaphor. I'm just saying. I mean, you know, don't wake her up either.
Yeah. Oh, Lori, honest.
No, don't be surprised when those two, you know.
Oh, Lori, they're madly in love.
Oh, please.
Are you excited for October 2020?
What?
Why?
That's when the remake of Witches is coming out, starring Anne Hathaway.
No, but you know what I like?
Save the date.
I like what Anne Hathaway, she's been giving great interviews and saying cool. She's in this new interview, I loved, she said something, my new vibe, I'm not apologizing for my space anymore. See, this is a woman who's 30 and she's also had a kid. She's, because think about how much, like women in their... When you're younger, you really apologize a lot. And some women don't
lose
the habit of ever doing it over your life. But it does feel good to stand up and stop apologizing for your space.
She's 36, actually.
Yeah, I know. But
she's pretty cool.
That's a good age to realize it, because you don't want to be 56 and still apologizing.
She said when she was younger.
You're always apologizing for everything,
nothing. She was starving.
Yes. And smoking.
Way to eat. Quit smoking.
Gotta go.
Words to live by. Donnie, thank you.
Have a great night. Thank you, Donnie. Thank you, Lorraine, for the fun show.